Hey, good peeps of Pig City and the Global Village, they call me Bruce, and welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 22 mini-series spotlight on the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. The Whoop and Holler Folk Festival takes place on a beautiful farm just outside of Portage la Prairie, August 27th and 28th. Full details can be found at whoopandholler.com and all socials. Episodes can be found at umfm.com. 101.5 umfm.com is a proud media sponsor. This is episode 8, Morgan Grace. Morgan Grace has been a fiddler since she picked up her first fiddle at 4. Now at 15, she has quickly built a solid reputation and resume as one of the finest emerging Métis fiddlers in the province. Since we last met Morgan at the Whoop and Holler Winter Concert Series and Open Mic, her career has taken off. You may have seen her at one of many of Manitoba's fine small town festivals over the summer. You can catch her Saturday, 5 p.m., 7:45 p.m. in the Red Barn at Whoop and Holler. Welcome, Morgan Grace. I'm going to quote you from your social media and website. As soon as you pick up a fiddle, the possibilities are endless. That sounds like love at first sight and sound. Tell us about your life with the fiddle.
Yeah, so I started when I was 4. I've always grown up around music. I don't know, I picked it up and my parents gave me a right-handed fiddle because that's what everyone plays, that's what you expect. And I held it in my left hand and refused to play unless I got a left-handed fiddle.
I assume the difference on a left-handed fiddle is the order of the strings, right? Just like a guitar?
That's one of them. And then inside the fiddle, there's a bass bar and a sound post that are switched and a few other things.
Talk to us about, you know, just keeping your head down and the dedication and how you manage to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do all those cool things. I've got to do something that's a deep passion to me.
I got pretty lucky. Most of my friends are pretty supportive of my music and don't pressure me into things that I can't do. And then my family is supportive of outside of music, so they don't make me play all the time. So I get a good mixture of both.
You're 15, and you have a career in music already. I would have to think that the pinnacle was playing at the Winnipeg Jets game.
Yeah, that was crazy. Lots of people there. I've played twice there, and I think that's one of the most exciting things we've done so far.
Talk to us about the rush.
I was pretty nervous playing there, but I had tons of people around me supporting me, the band. All the people there just support you, so.
We're lucky to have you again at Whoop and Holler, this time in person instead of virtually. From all the reels and jigs and all these great tunes, how do you determine what you're going to play one night?
So, depending on if we know we have dancers, sometimes we'll pick certain songs for that. Otherwise, it's just me and my dad. We'll just pick songs as we go, what feels right.
And what about Whoop and Holler? Are we going to get a nice improv version like that?
I think we're just going to go with what fits best.
Talk to us about family and music.
I don't know. My dad's always trying to play with me, play around the house a lot. He's always there to play.
And you've got Dad with you right now. I got to ask you, Dad, what's it like playing music with your daughter? That's got to be one of the greatest things in the world.
It is, and I think, you know, we're fortunate that we have it in our home. I hear from a lot of people that same sentiment, and I think, you know, sadly, I probably take it a little bit for granted because that's what we do all the time, but a lot of people echo that sentiment and say, you know, you're very lucky to have that opportunity, and I am. I mean, who gets to hang out with their 15-year-old daughter, you know, week after week playing a festival, or we do a big online presentation for Facebook pretty regularly. So, you know, it keeps a pretty good bond between the two of us to stay committed to each other and committed to the music and committed to the community doing these types of things. So, you know, it's definitely keeps us pretty close in these teenage years.
Yeah, it's awesome playing with him all the time.
Do you guys have a favorite song?
Yeah, we have lots of great tunes. Whiskey Before Breakfast, Louis Real Reels, you know, kind of big ones. So a lot of those tunes are really good for us.
And not only is the Louis Real Reel and we'll add to it the Red River Jig great tunes and one of your favorites, but it's also very important.
Well, Red River Jake is one of probably the most famous Métis fiddle tunes there is. But they always seem to get people dancing and just having fun, no matter what.
Spoken like a true teenager. As long as we get them dancing, I cannot argue with that one bit. Morgan Grace, thank you for joining us today. Can't wait to see you at Whoop and Holler.
Thank you. I can't wait to be there.
And thank you for tuning in to Whoop It Up with UMFM. Check out all episodes at umfm.com, all festival details at whoopandholler.com, and please do join us August 27th and 28th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.